Maybe you miss this microscopic news. Scientists have identified a new species of bacteria. The bug showed up at University of California, San Francisco in the blood of a sick woman just back from Peru. We were interested in the name of this tiny organism.
So the new bacteria is named Rochlamea as the genus, and the species is Bartonella. So that would be Bartonella Rochlamea.
That's Dr. Jane Kaler. Her team at UCSF identified the bacteria, which gives her the right to name it. And there's a twist here.
It's named after Henrique de Rochlima, who was a Brazilian rickettsiologist.
I'm sorry, Brazilian what?
He worked on rickettsial diseases and was a co-discoverer of the cause of typhus.
And why not name it after yourself?
Well, we wanted to honor this researcher because in the early 1900s, he was very famous and was honored by a genus called Rochlamea. And unfortunately, in the 1990s, his genus got merged with Bartonella. And so, unfortunately, he lost his genus and was no longer recognized.
What Dr. Kaler didn't mention is that her own research helped make that happen.
Well, we and many other researchers were all working on this new disease in AIDS patients and discovered that there were these new agents, and the CDC looked at the DNA of all these new species and determined that they actually belonged to the same genus. And then they were all moved into the genus of Bartonella and removed from Rochlamea.
Is there a species of Bartonella named after you?
There is. This was a species that was isolated from several kittens in a barn in the San Francisco Bay Area. And this new species was named after me some years ago.
So that bacteria from the barn is called Bartonella kalerae. Dr. Kaler says there are plenty more bacteria waiting to be discovered, so maybe one of them can be named after you.